You'll only hear the crunching from me for 2 seconds. I need to eat this crumpet like my life depends on it.
Welcome back, everyone.
Hello.
What a glorious day to have a podcast.
Well. So funny you asked. So glad you asked. So I started my day off with no internet connection.
That's a great... Welcome to Amish land.
Yeah, truly. So my internet modem had a fat old red light where the internet bit is.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, that's a bit of a, it's a bit of a situation, isn't it? So I'm like, oh, it must... I check the, like, my service provider. I check the their website to see if there's an outage. There's no outage. Everything's fine. I'm like, okay, so it's a me issue. And I'm like, oh, we got sent a modem, like, 2 months ago, like a new one. And I was like, oh, now would be a really good time to set that up, seeing as the internet's down, because maybe it's a modem issue. So I set it up, do what I normally do, still not working. I'm like, what am I doing wrong? This is the point where I start getting fucking mad, because why are internet modems so difficult to set up?
Yeah, they're not made for just the everyday person.
It should be a plug-in and go situation.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I configuring a network? That doesn't seem like a me problem. That should have been done before I entered the box.
Yeah, correct.
You know what I mean? Anyway, I'm trying to be Steve Jobs. I'm trying to, you know, hack the system. It's not working. So I call my service provider and they're like, oh, please be advised that there are unplanned outages across areas in South Australia and you might be affected. And I'm like, well, tell me that in the first place. Like, and then like, they were like, oh, to find more updates, please visit our website. Bitch, you don't think I fucking tried that? There is nothing on there. Like.
Yeah.
Oh, just piss me the fuck off. And then we go to Revo this morning because they're like, we want to do like intervals. We haven't ran this week. We want to give it a red hot go. We get there. All the treadmills are taken.
So then I'm like, okay, well, Danica's like, we'll just do a normal workout then. And mm-hmm. then we'll do some running at the end mm-hmm. once the treadmills free up. So mm-hmm. we go over and I'm like, oh, well, I'm going to do upper body because my back's been sore. We'll get into that after. I'm like, I'll do a lat pull down because that's good for my back. I don't even get through one set. And she's like, actually, we're not doing this. We're going to sit in a massage chair. Then we're going to go down to Brighton and we're going to go for a run outside and get coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So people must have thought we were cooked because I've done like 9 reps and then we bailed
mm-hmm.
and went and sat on massage chairs for 20 minutes.
It is what it is.
Those massage chairs are so good though.
Mm.
And then we're trying to leave Revo. And so like you scan to go in and you scan when you leave, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I
which is dumb. Let me out.
That's so dumb. So then I didn't have my keys on me with the tag on it. I only had my phone. And the way that it scans you in is it scans a QR code. But there's no QR code when you go to leave. So I'm standing there and out loud, I go, how am I going to get out of here if I don't have my keys? And this man standing next to me goes, you just walk through it? And I went, oh, I was mortified. And he was right. Turns out you actually don't need to scan to leave the building.
No.
You just walk through. So we've been morons this whole time. And now we can't go back.
The whole time I thought you had to scan.
Do you know how dumb we look? So like people.
Like it works though. Like when you scan it on the way out, it works.
Yeah. And it says on this scan.
Yeah.
Don't say that. If you don't want me. Theme of the day. Just tell me what you want me to do or what's wrong. Don't. Let's not play mixed messages.
Why do I have to figure it out?
Everything. I haven't even fucking done Wordle or connections.
Oh, bro. I got Wordle in 4 and okay. I got all connections as well.
Okay.
Mm.
We'll do it later.
Mm.
It's been a week, everyone. So is it daylight savings has ended or it's started?
Savings. I would say it's ended because we've got less sun time.
Whatever it means that it gets
darker. We're not saving sun.
That has gone into effect this week.
It's rocked us, hey.
It's actually ruined my life.
Mm,
I'm miserable. I'm so tired all the time.
Mm.
I don't want to do anything. It's like the second it was getting darker earlier.
That was me last week.
Yeah, the second it gets darker earlier, I'm like, I don't want to socialize. I don't want to leave my house.
Yeah.
Everything, like I was so social and active during the summer and now I'm like, do not.
Mm.
Every hobby I've had, gone. We're not doing it anymore.
Running.
Running's a whole issue. My back's been cooked this week, but I did go to the physio, and I never go to the physio, so that's a very big deal for me. I went.
I love the physio.
I'm now obsessed with my physio. I'm meant to go back tomorrow because he talked me into going back. And I was like, well, for you, I'll do anything. But I'm going to cancel.
Really?
I'm not paying $85 again.
It won't be $85 again. It's just $85 because it was your first visit. And it'll only be half an hour this time.
I'm not convinced that it will be cheaper.
It'll be cheaper.
Because it wasn't like a first time consult.
Well, it would have been. When was the last time you went?
Like a couple of years ago?
Yeah, that's a new consult. You get a new... If you haven't been within a year, it's a new consult.
How much would it be for me to go back tomorrow?
60, 65?
I don't want to pay that.
But it's good for you. Just use a massage chair.
We'll get Mark to fund it. So,
go to your doctor and get a mental health care.
That's what we need this week.
Healthcare plan, and then you get it for free, 10 visits for free through Medicare.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, do that. And you're chronic, so that's, yeah.
Okay. But yeah, besides that, just this week's, that's the theme.
How's it going? One more time. Yeah, thank you.
There's a theme. Everything's just rock.
We're just all sorts, hey?
Yeah. I feel like I'm going through a rebirth where.
Okay, this is my issue. I just don't know what my brand is.
That,
you know, like, what vibe am I going for? I just really don't know. Like, summer's its own thing.
Yeah, we were so strong in summer.
Yeah.
And now
I'm kind of like, I don't know what this transitional phase.
Yeah.
Where I'm
I don't know who Autumn Me is.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'm starting to figure out how Autumn Me wants to dress.
What are we talking? Let's go.
I want a bomber jacket, like a brown leathery look. Bomber jacket.
Love.
Okay. I want more jeans. Like, I want...
Yeah.
And, like, baggy fit. I want black jeans.
Do I need these?
I want black jeans. I want...
Yep.
What else? I want more knitted jumpers.
Yep.
I want more coats.
Mm.
I want a pair of black flat boots. Like, not an ankle, but, like, just a nice boot.
Okay.
I want... What else do I want?
Do I need these? That face says no.
No, it's not a no. It's that you've got two pairs of blue jeans that look very similar. Yeah,
I do need a black. I do need a black. But they don't have black.
But I'm seeing those and I'm going, I need those.
This bitch.
I need black jeans. I don't have black jeans.
Yeah, I need.
And then black Steph jeans at work was wearing these cargo pants, right, that look so good. Although everything looks amazing on her, right? Yeah. She had these cargo pants on. She's worn like three different colors of them this week. And I was like, where are they from? Because I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
They're from Cotton On. And I was like, send me what ones they are.
Yeah.
So she sent them to me. They don't even go up to a size 16.
Are you joking?
And I went, like, what's this, like, rue the day or whatever it is. Like, I will ruin Cotton On. Like, that's not fair. You can't have Steph walking around in these gorge cargo pants that I want.
The cute things in the smaller sizes.
Don't sell them to Steph, because whatever Steph wears, I'm going to want to wear.
Exactly.
I've literally taken her aesthetic.
Ugh. Yeah, the Jack's jeans only come in blue.
Well.
And I don't want, like, a wider leg.
Yeah, okay. I was looking the other day, because after we went to Cotton On last week to get fits for the footy, you know how I had no luck with getting new jeans? I was like, let me see what, like, fit my jeans are at home, because they're both from Cotton On. And both of them are the loose, straight jean.
Right.
Like, one's a size bigger. That's why they're so baggy. So I need to just go online and buy every color in that fit.
I think I want, like, a more, like, all of the jeans that I have, they're a bit, like, they've got a bit of an elastane blend to them. I think I want a rigid jean.
Yeah.
Like, they just look more...
Jean-y.
Jean-y, yeah.
Like, I know what you mean,
You know?
They look better quality.
Yeah.
I feel like...
can I find any?
I feel like the loose straight jean that I get from Cotton On, they have that vibe. They don't look... elastane-y, I feel.
Are they elastane-y?
Mm, Like, they definitely would have that in there, but they don't feel it.
Right.
Like, the ones that you bought for Gather Round, like, I know I know how they would feel.
Yeah.
Like,
if you stretch out,
the cotton on ones I have don't feel like that.
Interesting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was this week, everyone. But we're definitely in our footy era. When I say we, I mean me, because you've always been a footy girly.
Thank you.
But maybe this is like I'm transitioning into my winter aesthetic.
Winter sport. Okay. All right. Guys, we're going to.
We're having.
You're coming along on the rebrand.
You're coming along. Vision board. We're having a mental breakdown right now. So scrap every hobby we've had for the last 8 months.
What's.
Everything you know about us.
Yeah.
Gone. We're starting fresh.
What are we about? Okay. We're about footy.
We're about sports. Footy. We're about sports. Okay. We're about free activities. That's always been an underlying theme of who we are.
Yeah.
Okay. So Friday night pubs. Like pub on a Friday night after work.
Yeah.
Casual clothes, like comfy, warm, snug. Share a bottle of wine.
Yep.
Get some snacks and watch the footy with friends.
Yes. Yes.
That's my aesthetic.
But right? Not get so, but like be silly, but be responsible.
Like we're just then, having a couple of drinks and going
home. Yeah. Exactly.
So we still have Pilates.
Exactly right. Yeah.
I want to get back into reading.
Yeah, me too.
Because I do like the idea of like, say we go to Friday night footy, right? Maybe I'll just have a little read in the corner. Right? Like, we don't have to always be talking.
No.
Like, or I really want to go to, like, an SANFL game or something. But I like the idea of having my, like, being just reading. I feel like reading is a winter thing.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Because I'm stuck inside.
Yeah. I like the idea of trying new cafes.
Yes.
Like, Dinner spot. Yeah. I want to be a little croissant girl. Croissant and a cough, you know? Yeah.
Yes. I want to be a goes for walks.
Yeah. Maybe we need to just try walking. Like hikes. Not like Mount Lofty or anything crazy. Yeah. But like, you know, like a boardwalk.
I'm not giving up on running as foul as I am with the sport right now. But I think if I get into the habit of walking longer distances more, that'll help me with the running.
Yeah, definitely.
Right? So long walks, coffee, little cafe snacks, fun little cafe snacks, right?
Fun little pub sesh.
Pub sesh. Going into winter is great time to be a camping girly.
Yes. Right? Camping. So going to
like real like soft.
Wholesome.
Just wholesome, quiet winter vibes.
Mm.
I think that's what I'm going for.
Mm. Mood.
Yeah.
I want a trekkie set.
Mm.
Like a real nice quality one though. Like not, we're not cheaping out on that.
Okay. Yeah, I can get around that.
Like,
I want like a fleece. You know that girl that,
Lauren.
At Summertown?
Lauren.
Right.
Her jumper. I want one of them. Yep. Yeah. Here.
I found I've been looking for them online and I'm torn between getting like a really out there one.
Show me immediately.
Well, oh, I can't. My phone's recording. Or
dang flabbit.
Cotton On. I love Cotton On. They have like a cream one and the detailing, like the lining, like the stitching or whatever, is brown.
Oh, that's cute.
It's cute. I want that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I think I want a kooky one.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Because, like, I want to go to the footy a lot this season.
Because
I love the idea of just, like, going and sitting at the footy.
We should get a 3-game membership. It would end up being cheaper than actually buying tickets.
Yeah, we should do that.
And, like, we'll use it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Hell yeah, we would. Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, that's my vibe. Maybe we're going through, like, a transition. Like, we're like a snake. Right, and or a lizard, and we're shedding our summer skin.
Mm. I also want to get, like, I want to really focus on my diet and my fitness.
Okay.
This, like, during winter.
I'll come to the gym.
Yeah, like, I wanna do more gym stuff, I think.
Yeah. I'll come to the gym, but I'm not going to get like super detailed with it. And yeah. I'm not going to give a fuck about what I eat.
Yeah. See, I want to see if I can put more of an effort into that.
Okay. Well, I'll come with you. I will come with you. I think, yeah, that's what a great start to the pod. Everyone.
Sorry, guys.
Everyone's like tuned out already. Okay, so we're going to start a new segment of the pod, being footy season.
Yeah.
And if you listen to last week's episode, I feel like we've started something.
The girlies love the footy content.
I think that so this new segment is going to be little footy updates, but it's about our footy boyfriends.
Yeah.
Right? And so we have the boyfriend badge system. And that is where when you decide that one of the footy players is the love of your life, you mm-hmm. get a badge for him, right? And they can be subbed out. It's like the tier list with celebrities.
Yeah.
That's a tier list.
Yeah.
But it's with our footy boyfriends. There have been two new additions this week, everyone.
Yes.
So the foundation group was the Dacos brothers.
Yep.
Keira Knightley's in there just because respect.
Yeah.
respect on the man's name. Team. I feel like Mason Cox should be in there as well. Because again,
at badge level,
yeah, respect the man with the glasses and Charlie Curnow. That was my foundation level.
Yeah,
who's on your foundation? Like, not including this week's additions.
Oh, my okay. So, me and Nikki were discussing this yesterday. So, Libba, obviously.
Oh, yeah,
but also
0.5.
Yeah, Keezy from the Crows.
Okay, so this is where we're going to struggle because I'm new to the sport. I don't know anyone I've talked about.
Why are you wet? you need to watch a Crows game because he gives it his all. God bless him.
Okay, nice. Yep.
That's my only two so far.
Okay.
Other than the new additions.
Do you want to announce this week's new boyfriend badge edition?
You can. I feel like you founded them.
Founded them. This is the only thing I'm doing when we're watching the game.
I'll do next week. I'll pick next week.
The two things I'm doing when we're watching a footy game is putting a blind multi on.
Yeah, true.
And failing. And then
facts.
Finding new badge boyfriends who we've announced on Instagram already.
True.
So this week we would like to introduce two new members of the boyfriend badge to the boyfriend badge group.
Mm-hmm.
Both are Essendon players, right? First up, we have the gorgeous Kyle Langford, number 4 for Essendon. He was the older one. He's 27, I think
mm-hmm.
he is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Stunning. I loved the screen time that man was given. And then second, this one's a little bit contentious because he's a bit younger. He's like 23. But think of it as like, we just have, I mean, the man's got gorgeous muscles. Like, let's just put it at that, right? Mm,
yeah.
Jai Cadwell?
Caldwell.
Caldwell.
Caldwell, yeah.
Number 6 for Essendon. Those two, respectfully, you are now my elite employees.
Like, one of my elite employees.
Just a round of applause for our new additions.
Our new recruits. Well done.
Our new recruits. Well done. It's like Fantasy League, except it's all based off of looks.
I love that.
Yeah. The Tallulah Fantasy League.
The Badge Brigade.
The Badge Brigade.
Welcome to the Badge Brigade.
Now, you have updates for our men.
I do. So that's what I was trying to look up to see if there was any updates because Libba took a fucking beating. Friday's
man
game.
Got knocked to the
he got
next day.
Knocked out of this universe, honestly.
Poor guy.
So he got winded a little bit, and then it was into the fourth quarter, and then you see him stumble and fall to the ground, and everyone was like, oh my God, he's hit the fucking deck. He's concussed. He was on, last I've read, he was on concussion protocol. Yeah. And they weren't sure if he was going to play next week, but everyone's reporting that he's fine. So I don't know what the go is. I haven't.
Long live Libba.
I mean, God bless that man. I mean, he did ruin your multi for you, and I apologize. I sincerely apologize.
What the fuck? Okay, so I discovered what a multi is this week. So Tom introduced multis to me. And
they're a fun time. I feel like they get you more involved in the game.
Yes, it did. And it's helping me learn who the players are.
Yeah.
So backed Bulldogs to win.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had 3 people down to get a goal. and one of them was Jamara.
I need to get the team.
I'm pretty sure it was Jamara. Marcus. And then...
Rahilly.
No, I didn't end up backing Rahilly.
You didn't Rahilly.
No. And then... and then Liberace.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I only picked three. Jamara came through and not only kicked one, but kicked multiple goals. Tom did nothing, right? Besides get concussed.
Besides hitting the deck.
And Marcus, I never even saw that man. I'm not even convinced he played. Okay. Now, upon reflection, because I didn't take into account that everyone plays a different position, right?
Oh.
And that I was thinking about this afterwards. I was like, I didn't take into account that, like, what if Tom's position, he's like up the back defending and he's not in the kicking goals.
He's a midfielder.
Okay. Well, I don't know what that is. No one briefed
middle
me.
Middle of the field.
So I'm like, what if I'm backing people who just have no hope?
You're backing a defender to kick a goal.
Right, which is probably what's happening right now.
Yeah, like they're paying a lot. Let's click them.
Yeah, so that didn't really help me at all. And
Rahilly. Oh, Bontempelli. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he gave me nothing. So I didn't win my multi. Luckily, I only put $10 down. So that's okay.
Yeah, neither here nor there.
And also, I've just been missing my team.
Respect
Where
to
are
our
my
skipper.
Men? Like, who introduced Bars? I'm okay. Not about that.
Who are you playing this week?
On Anzac Day, it's the double header. The pub was
that's
advertising
the week
it.
After.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Okay. Also, public poll. The week that's coming up, which once this comes out, like this comes out on Monday, so it'll be this week. But if you were sitting on Sunday.
You're playing Port Adelaide.
Well, we have to win.
Well, obviously.
Good old Collingwood forever. Okay.
Hey.
I have the hat in my car. Okay.
Now I need Libba updates. Hang on.
And my tips. The first week that I'm properly into football, my tips go to shit.
This week was a week of upsets.
Yeah, everyone's been complaining about it.
Like everyone, all the underdogs are underdogging, to be honest.
Not great.
Crows played such a good game last night.
Did they?
Yeah.
I didn't watch it. I was like sleeping.
Yeah, it was real close. But yeah. I mean, we're notorious for playing a really good first three quarters and then not being able to pull our finger out for the fourth and choking.
Sounds like the 36ers.
OKC as
it's
well.
It's an Adelaide thing.
Truly.
Yeah.
But no, we managed to – there was, I think – what's his name? Berry subbed on in like the last bit of the fourth quarter, kicked the winning goal.
What a guy.
What a guy. What a fucking hero. Clutch as fuck.
See, the Western Bulldogs can take a lot from that man because that's what I needed.
That's what we
when
needed
I had a $10 multi on. Oh, man.
So at least one of my teams won. This is the beauty of having a backup team.
Yeah.
Going for two teams.
That's how I felt like with the NBA. I always had a team from each conference. And then that way your odds of at least backing a winner was a bit higher.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Exactly.
Any updates?
I'm looking at the Herald Sun. This was updated 2 minutes ago.
Oh, boring. Oh, man. We bought tickets to the showdown.
We did.
Because we said, let's keep the good vibes going. So now we're going to the showdown on the 2nd of May. We've got tickets for near the hill. We're not going on the hill. Like, that's not for us. But we're going near the hill. And I'm excited. I feel like the showdown's going to be intense.
Don't have fucking news behind a paywall.
Yeah, okay.
I want to know things. I shouldn't have to pay to know. Anyway, continue.
Yeah, I feel like the showdown's going to be intense.
Apparently he's missing next week's match.
We are having, again, two different conversations. You are not listening.
Not.
So is he okay?
He reported no concussion symptoms and passed a head injury assessment. Given the concerning nature of in-game football... Oh, during the concerning nature of in-game footage during the final minutes... The club's medical team has subsequently reached a decision to place him in concussion protocol. As a result, Tom will miss Thursday's match against St Kilda and will continue to be monitored. So he's out. Bet. He's out. That's from the Bulldogs website.
Damn. That sucks.
Well, we're not going to tip them then.
No, we're not.
Sorry, boys. Because we back
boyfriends, not teams.
Sorry, boys. But that's... St Kilda. Yeah, I don't know.
That's all I had on footy.
What did you say about the showdown?
I feel like it's going to be nuts. Like, that's going to be a wild crowd.
It's, yeah. I've only gone to a handful because it just, the crowd get...
Oh, really?
Rowdy. Okay, yeah. Interesting. Like, the Hill would not be a fun place to be.
I feel...
Like, I mean, yeah. Unless you're equally rowdy.
No.
Everyone would just be annoying as fuck.
I just am so convinced that if I went on the Hill, I would get trampled and die. And I wouldn't be able to see anything because I'm 5 foot nothing, like 5 foot three.
You go to the Hill for vibes.
Yeah, okay.
Mm.
My back would hurt. My legs would hurt.
Like you could potentially find a boyfriend on the Hill because it's, no, so, it's so easy to talk to people on the Hill because everyone's having a chat.
Okay, hear me out.
Mm.
I am not finding a boyfriend on the Hill unless I'm willing to date someone who's 23 and under.
I'll find you a boyfriend on the Hill. I'll hand out flyers.
But I feel like everyone on the Hill is so young.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I'm saying, is like, I'm not dating children.
Well.
See, where I need to be lingering.
What's the lowest you'd go age-wise? Without feeling weird about it.
Like, even 27 makes me go.
Yeah, right? I don't even think I could go 28. I don't know. I think
28's fine.
No.
28 feels solid to me. 27 makes me go.
Yeah.
See, I feel like, well, I don't need to be hanging out by the Hill. I need to be hanging out by Sunter. Like, no, not even by Sunter, by the corporate suites.
Yeah.
That's
money.
Big
mood.
That's where I'll find my man.
How do I get into a corporate box without having a corporate box?
I mean, that's the question of the day, really.
I would love to see one game from a corporate box.
I want to hear Joe Biden's plan.
I'm manifesting it. What the fuck is that?
I want to hear Joe Biden's plan on how he's going to get us into a corporate box.
Yeah.
If you have a corporate box, I'm free.
Consider extending the invite is all I'm saying.
I'll dress nice.
Mm.
I'll behave.
Mm.
I'll do the... Ooh, good game.
So what's making headlines this week?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. So
OJ Simpson died.
R.I.P. What a wild occurrence. Like, it's, do you know what though? The memes off the back of it, so funny. People are like, R.I.P. OJ, you would have hated Ring doorbells. And like, OJ can rest easy knowing that his killer died.
Is it facts that like he did actually?
I mean, who else was gonna do it?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
the only reason he got off was because the glove was too small, but that's not to say that he didn't,
he could have fit in there.
Exactly. And also, I'm pretty sure the man went to prison 10 years later for armed robbery.
What are you stealing?
Yeah.
Come on.
And people are already coming out being like, yeah, the dude was a nonce.
Noncy.
Not noncy. That's not fair. That's just I like the word. That wasn't fair.
You're using nonce as like, he's a jerk.
Yeah.
He's a nonce.
I just love the word just feels it nice. It feels in good, my doesn't mouth.
It? It's a funny word, yeah.
So that wasn't fair. I redacted. he's just, yeah, a dick.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, like, very narcissistic and believed his own lies.
Well, yeah, he got away with it.
Yeah. So he absolutely did it. I truly believe. Yes, he died. People are like, oh, do you think the Kardashians are going to come out now and, like, spill the beans or spill the truth? I don't think they will.
Nah.
Because...
keep quiet.
Yeah, because if they say anything other than what they've said to date or, like, that doesn't align with what they've kind of... position themselves with today, they're just going to make themselves look bad.
Why would they say something now? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
there's no gain out of it. So yeah, that happened.
That's all I have to say on that.
But in more important news this week, Louis Tomlinson, who famously was in One Direction.
Yeah.
He did an interview where he spoke about the rumors from back in One Direction days about him and Harry Styles being in a secret gay relationship, right? Mm-hmm. Now this...
Were you ever a Larry?
No, I was never a Larry Stylinson fan or like believer. But what I will say is like sometimes people would post something online, like I don't know if that was a photo or a video of them with their conspiracy theories, and I'd be like,
it adds up.
But maybe they are. Like there was always a little yeah. piece in me that was like, it could be true.
Yeah.
It could be true. Yeah. But I was never like, oh my God, they're fucking. I was never, nah, I was like, that's a, not that it was weird that they would fuck, but it was just weird to push that onto them, right? So they never spoke about it. It was like a huge part. Oh, okay. It was like a huge part of One Direction and the One Direction fandom. Like it was 50% just One Direction and equally 50% Larry. And they it was never addressed publicly. Towards the tail end of One Direction days, they just distanced themselves from one another because of the rumors. And then they haven't really ever publicly hung out or like interacted with one another since, because it was full on.
Yeah.
Like it was so full on. Anyway, in an interview recently, Louis Tomlinson was saying, like, he actually addressed the rumors, which was huge. As soon as I saw the headlines, I was like, fucking bunker down everyone. This is everything that teenage me wanted them to talk about, right? And I've got quotes here. So he said, I realized this some years ago. There is nothing I can say and nothing I can do to dispel the believers of that conspiracy. They are so intertwined with what they believe to be true that they won't actually see the truth for what it is. It does irritate me a little bit, but it's the nature of the job, I suppose, he continued. There are times when it gets far too personal within that whole space. I have my son Freddie, who is the most important person in my life, and occasionally it's really unfair. So he effectively said none of it was true. Everyone who was pushing that was like absolutely bonkers, and it really impacted them in that time. So I was just flabbergasted that any of them even addressed it. I never thought we'd see the day that they would even talk about it.
Really?
Yeah.
They haven't talked about it since before?
No.
Really?
Never.
No one's asked?
I mean, I think if they've ever asked, they've just kind of brushed it off.
Yeah, right.
Which is fed into the rumors.
Right.
Which made me then go back and be like, what were some of the crazy One Direction rumors back in the day? I remember when around the time that Freddie was born, or not long after, everyone was saying that Freddie wasn't real. Or, like, Freddie, like, didn't exist. Or that, like, do you remember Theo? Theo was Niall's nephew.
Yeah.
That Theo was actually Niall's. Right? That was a crazy rumor. I'm trying to think what else.
Do you remember when Greg would, like, DM people?
Oh, my God. Niall's family loved nothing more than, like, clout chasing off of Niall's fame.
Truly.
Like, what was the one that lived in Australia?
Dio? Was it Dio?
I didn't think it was. No, Dio. That doesn't seem right. Someone.
Dio? Yeah. No, I'm sure. Dio, I don't know if Theo. He was the one that lived here.
There was
he
one...
was like a friend.
No, I swear it was his cousin that lived here in Australia, right? And he was so annoying.
I swear. This guy.
Oh, I could have... Dio Divine. I thought that they were cousins. Maybe they're not. And, like, every time Niall came to Australia, they were glued to the hip.
Yeah.
And Dio loved mooching off of his face. But I get it. I would do the same. I say to, like, Manuel all the time, I'm like, if you ever got famous, I would
riding those coattails.
Absolutely. I was like, I would sell stories about you to TMZ just for my 5 minutes of fame. Like, absolutely. Yeah, Dio was nuts. Or, like, this wasn't a conspiracy theory. This actually happened. But, you know, the drummer, Josh?
Yeah.
He would always, like, try and chat up chicks and stuff on Snapchat. And everyone had him on Snapchat. What else? I think they were the main. Or that, like, so Louis started dating this girl, Eleanor Cowder, in, like, I reckon they started dating 2013, 2014. Mm. Maybe a bit earlier. And everyone was convinced that she was a beard for Larry Starnes.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I loved Eleanor. She was
iconic.
She was really everything. And then they broke up and then they got back together. And now they're not together anymore. But yeah, that happened this week.
And wild.
Speaking of One Direction, Niall's on tour at the moment.
Is he? Oh, yeah, he is. You did send me TikToks. Yeah.
TikToks. He's on tour. And guess who's making a resurgence? Shawn Mendes. Yeah, he brought out Shawn Mendes. I don't remember Shawn Mendes ever being that hot.
No, he's always been that hot.
And sounding that
good.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think we have a new man of the month. Everyone.
White man of the month.
Shawn Mendes. He even came out on stage at a Noah Kahan concert recently.
Yes, yes, yes.
He's doing the rounds.
Good for him.
So he'll be coming back.
Are him and Camila Cabello aren't together anymore, are they?
They're done and dusted. Ugh.
Tis a shame.
Yeah, that whole thing made me weird about him.
Yeah.
There was just something about them.
It felt very PR-y.
And just, like, they didn't shower.
Yeah. Like, they just hunkered
video?
Down.
Remember that video and he was, like, sucking her tongue or something? Like, that was fucking nuts. I'm like, why am I seeing this right now? Yeah, so I'm going to assume that Shawn Mendes is coming back with new music.
Yeah.
Because he's doing the rounds. Like, I don't know where he went or what happened, but he just disappeared. And now he's back, which is nice. It's Coachella weekend.
Every time I see a get ready with me for Coachella on TikTok, I don't fucking care. I do not care about Coachella.
Yeah, people don't care.
Like, I don't give...
Like they used to. I'm pretty sure ticket sales are down as well.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it's... I thought the lineup was mid.
I couldn't even tell you, like, Sabrina Carpenter and Lana Del Rey. That's the only two acts I've seen on my TikTok.
Renee Rapp performs the Sunday.
Oh, yeah, good for her.
I'll be so excited to see the videos of that. I am obsessed with that woman. Dom Dolla's performed.
Ah. Yeah.
Doja Cat headlines Sunday.
Does she?
Yep. And then, yeah, it was like Lana Del Rey, Sabrina. The crowd's been really mid. Sabrina Carpenter, though, obsessed. She did a stunning performance. She was great. And her Irish man, Barry Keoghan, also attended Coachella and was like front row supporting her. Now, a few points. The first thing I see of this man at Coachella is he's wearing that like Burberry print shorts, white singlet, and Burberry print like face mask thing for the dust with like just plain white Nike F1s or whatever they are. And I'm like, this is the most 2013 ugly outfit I've ever seen.
I get a bit of an ick from him now. I used to really like him and now I'm just like, ugh.
No, I agree because there's all these videos on TikTok of him like front row for Sabrina and she like waves to him or whatever. And the dude is tweaking. He has to be tweaking. Why is that man scratching his head and like moving around the way he is? That's what's giving me the ick.
I don't know. Just how he dresses and just.
And how he is on social media.
Yeah. No, it makes me feel icky.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I have some thoughts.
So, yeah, he's off the list.
Yeah, I have some thoughts about that man now.
Return to sender, faulty item.
Yeah, he's off the tier list now. But, yeah, no one really cares about Coachella. Like, even the influencer stuff.
I mean, there's been a bit of... I don't think this is related, actually. But I keep seeing on my TikTok and I have no idea what the context is, so I can't give any detail whatsoever.
I think I know what you're going to talk about.
The Bye Bambi.
So glad you asked. Let me lay down for this one.
Like, I know Yasmin.
Okay. Oh, no.
Yeah. And I know that she was like promoting a lot of their stuff in some of her earlier content, but then she didn't get invited to the PR trip or whatever. That's all I know.
Yeah, so basically she was heavily involved with By Bambi. So Yasmin is this Australian influencer on TikTok, right?
Yeah.
I don't know her content.
Who owns By Bambi?
I don't know.
Okay.
We don't know, but it's not her.
I'm going to look it up.
So Yasmin, she was very early on heavily involved with By Bambi. Like, she was doing a lot of content for them. They would send her stuff. She would do posts for them on TikTok. She was like the face of some of their marketing campaigns, even like was the face of some of their marketing events, all of that kind of stuff here in Australia, mm-hmm. to the point where a lot of people that follow her and or By Bambi thought that it was her brand, right?
Yeah.
That's how much content she was doing for them. Anyway, so obviously with Coachella, all these brands will do these huge weekends and they'll fly influencers over and they'll house them and they'll dress them, all this kind of stuff, with the intent that these influencers will just post heaps of shit about them. And By Bambi has done that. They've taken over, like, what's her name? Like Sam Armour. No, Izzy anyway, Izzy and Sam, they're two best friends. They have a podcast. They're both Australian.
Oh, yeah. I think I know who you're talking about.
On TikTok. And a few others. I don't really know who the other ones are.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So they've sent them over.
Just for Girls podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Yasmin posted this long rant on TikTok.
That's what I got confused, because I thought it was their brand.
Right.
Because that's all they've been posting for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's because of the Coachella. It makes sense
because they're on the trip. Yeah.
So Yasmin earlier this week posted a long rant to TikTok, really pissed off, being like, I have done so much content for By Bambi. I've worked with them so closely. Mm. Like, I thought I had such a good relationship with their marketing, like with their team. Like, we would text all the time. Like, they loved everything that I did. A lot of what I did wasn't even paid. It was just like in exchange for product or whatever. It was like the face of, like, I was an ambassador. I was the face of like marketing campaigns and events and blah, blah, blah. And then I haven't been invited to their Coachella trip. And she was like, given how much I've done for that brand, I really thought that I'd built a strong relationship with them.
Mm.
And was like, cool, this, like, with everything that they were saying to me, I really felt like, okay, amazing. Like, we're going to do more together. Like, this is going to grow. And then for me to not be invited to the Coachella trip, she was like, it's just a kick in the teeth. Like, I don't want to do anything for them now.
Yeah.
And so now all of these people on TikTok are siding with Yasmin and commenting on all the By Bambi stuff from Coachella, being like, where's Yasmin? Like, why didn't Yasmin get invited? And people really off this By Bambi brand now.
Mm.
I'd never heard of them before the drama.
No, neither. Why not invite her? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the question of the day.
Like, what's going on behind the scenes that made you make the executive decision not to invite this person that's churning out work for you?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you can't have an influencer work so heavily with your brand and then not consider inviting them to your biggest event. And you would know that the influencers would die to go on a brand trip and go over to Coachella, right? It's like not why people become influencers, but it's like one of the pinnacles of when you become an influencer. And for that marketing team to literally all agree we're not going to invite Yasmin,
because
it wouldn't have been a matter of them forgetting. There is no way.
No.
That they would have forgotten. They literally would have been like, no, we're not.
There's got to be a reason, and I want to know the reason.
It's just like, marketing is so much about relationships, and like, it's just bad vibes, and I don't like that.
Yeah, like,
it's not fair. I'm on Yasmin's side.
Release a statement.
immediately.
I want reasons.
Yeah,
because they haven't said anything that I've seen.
No, they've just
addressing the situation. They're very hush-hush, so it's like, I don't know, I want both sides of the story.
I wonder if they're scrambling to try and invite her to weekend two, if they're doing weekend two. But even then,
That seems like a pity invite. I feel like that would be a step backwards.
But that wouldn't work because you have to get a visa to go to America.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to.
You just, can't just jump on the next flight.
No.
So that wouldn't happen. Yeah. I don't know. It's not a good vibe.
Anyway, how do we get onto this topic?
I think we're talking about Coachella.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, more drama. More drama, everyone. So on this week's – so I listen to or watch the Cancel podcast with Tana Mojo mm-hmm. and Brooke Schofield, right? And they had Trisha Paytas on this week's episode. And I love the Cancel podcast. I also love Trisha Paytas. And when they're all together, they're so funny. Mm. So good. Anyway, they were saying this week – well, Tana was going on about how she'd invited Brittany Broski onto – the Cancel podcast.
Mm-hmm.
She'd literally text her being like, I would actually fall over and die to have you on my podcast if you're ever feeling like doing charity. And Brittany responded, like, Tana full read out the message. Yeah. Right. And Brittany was like, OMFG, you know I love you, but my fans would literally stab me and grill me on a campfire if I did. And Tana was like, what the fuck? Brooke was like super offended by it. She's like, what do you mean? Like,
but why?
What do you mean why?
Why would they not like her going on Cancelled, but they're frothing at the mouth at her doing a fucking interview with Theo?
Okay, I'm so glad you brought this
like,
up.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, what's the issue with Brooke and I say Tana. Tana.
Okay. Well,
Tana.
I hope Tana punches Tana. You in the head.
Tana.
So it's really interesting because like Tana and Brooke have said before on the podcast that they get along with Brittany. They love Brittany. Mm. They get along with Brittany. They've like been to multiple things where Brittany's been at. Everything's been fine. Like no weirdness between them kind of thing. But yeah, like recently Brittany went on Theo Von's podcast, which arguably is one probably the most controversial decisions you could make.
Yeah.
Like I feel like the only step further than that – no, sorry, there's two steps further than that – would be like Jordan Peterson or Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Theo Von, funny guy, but yeah. he pisses a lot of people yeah. off, right? And yeah. considering Brittany's audience is a lot of females
mm. –
like yeah, it doesn't well, cross over why? Right however there was an interview that she did with Zach Sang a while ago now and she was saying how like male comedians get away with way more than what female comedians get away with and how she's fine like she is really unable to tap into like she wants to broaden her audience but like the straight man just isn't taking her in kind of mm. thing, right? And so some were speculating that she went on to Theo Von's podcast to try and broaden her audience a little bit more. Why you would want to attract
yeah
like as a female content creator
yeah
I can see why because like the broader your audience the bigger you are as a household name but at what cost? And then she also has gone on H3 a few times, which that's with Ethan Klein. And they're typically known to be controversial as well, mm. right? So people are like, you'll do that, but you won't
you
do.
You draw the line in the sand at
Cancelled. The Cancelled podcast, yeah. right? Which, and people were like, and even Brooke said this, they have very similar audiences if mm. not the same audience in some instance and I would agree I mean I'm big fans mm. of both mm. right and I was looking on Reddit I'm obsessed with Reddit at the moment so many people were saying we listen to both I don't understand what the issue is I feel like one potential would be that Tana and Brooke their brand is typically talking about like crazy dating and sex mm. and sex experiences or mm. like stories kind of thing right and, like, Tana is known to not be considered brand friendly, right? Mm. And she's mentioned that. She's like, I'm not considered brand mm. friendly. And so maybe Brittany's concern is by going on the cancelled podcast, she puts herself at risk of some brands not wanting to work with her because maybe she'll be deemed to be not brand friendly. But
from one appearance?
Like, I mean, I'm in a few minds, right? Britney has every right to say no.
Oh, yeah,
she doesn't have to do what she doesn't want to do.
For sure.
But on the flip side, it feels like she's saying no because she's fearful of being cancelled, pun intended.
Mm.
And she's fearful of, like, I don't know, I guess her public perception changing or whatever.
As someone who listens to neither really unless you put it on in the car, it feels like Britney doesn't want to do it and she doesn't have a reason not to want to do it.
Yeah, that's fair.
And so she's like, oh, like my fans wouldn't like it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like she's using it kind of, it feels like she's using it as a scapegoat when really it's her just not wanting to be involved.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, well then rather than, you know, being up front and being like, look, I just don't want to be on your podcast because it doesn't align with what I'm trying to do with my brand.
Mm.
She's like, oh, nah, fans wouldn't like it.
It's crazy because I would love for them to cross over.
That would be wild. That would be such a fun episode.
Such a good episode. But I'm also like, I think I'm biased because I love them both. If I was ever in a position where Tanner and Brooke were like, come on the podcast, they wouldn't even finish their sentence and I'd be there. Yeah. I would be like front row and center. Yeah. They would be doing charity for me. But same with Brittany Broski. If I was ever in a position where Brittany was like, come on my podcast, I would be groveling.
Without hesitation. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. For me, like whatever, it is what it is. Like why she doesn't do it, I don't know. It's just a shame. Like I think a lot of people wanted to see that crossover and that's why people are getting frustrated. But I can also understand why people are like, why the fuck would you do Theo Von's podcast?
Yeah.
And not this one.
Yeah, it does. It makes no sense.
I think her fans are really kicked off about her doing Theo Von's podcast. So maybe she's like nervous.
A bit, ooh. Yeah.
Like she hasn't necessarily been cancelled, but her fans.
It was announced and I was like, why?
I listened to it and it, like, there were some funny bits, but there were some bits where Theo would say something and Brittany literally was like,
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I expected to happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, she hasn't necessarily been cancelled, but there's been a few things recently, like, heaps of people were, like, drilling into her for not speaking out about the Palestine issue, right? Which, I mean, people might have other thoughts on this. I don't feel like an influencer needs to speak out on it unless it's something that they talk about a lot.
Mm.
I don't think we're adding anything positive to the world by having people, just because they have a following, speaking out about it in depth, because a lot of it would be like, it's like if you and I were to come on here and speak about Palestine or whatever, right? Nothing we say would add value to the broader conversation.
One, I'm not educated enough to...
yeah, and that's why.
To say anything of value.
I absolutely agree that I think people with platforms, you know, when it matters, like if there's a petition or there's some sort of change or action involved, you should speak up and do something, right? Or in the instance of like if you just see people doing the wrong thing, speak out on it, right? But in terms of just blindly speaking up about it, I think that can sometimes add more harm than it can good to a situation. So I don't really care for, or I don't see a need for influencers to have to speak out on every single issue just because they've got a platform, right? So people ripped into her about that. And so she ended up coming out with a whole statement thing or whatever video about it. That happened. She then went on the Theo Von podcast and got heat for that from her fan base. So I think now she's probably feeling nervous because she's never had a controversial moment or really been cancelled.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
She's probably nervous to do something and get cancelled, which I get. But I'm also like, own who you are and what you want to do.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, I would like to think that we would never not do something out of fear that our audience, like, not doing anything stupid. Like, we're not going to go on fucking Theo Von's podcast. But, like...
like we'd ever get asked.
But do you know what I mean? Like, we're not going to not do things that we want to do.
Because of how other people are going to perceive them. Yeah.
The whole point of us doing this podcast is...
people already hate what we're talking about now, yet here we are every fucking week. We're going to
give a fuck. Like, because this is what we enjoy. This is the things that we enjoy.
Yeah.
It's more like if you also enjoy it, fucking come along for the ride, my dudes. If not,
so fine.
If not, you can find another podcast. Like, you don't have to like us and have to follow us.
No.
So I think Brittany maybe is in a position now, because she has such a big audience, where she feels like she has to do things for her audience.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that was a bit of a ramble, but that's what's been happening there. So now... the fucking two fan bases, which really are just one major fan base, they're all beefing on Reddit.
Yeah, right.
Which is crazy.
There you go.
Yeah. So that's crazy.
If there was another Adelaide podcast and they asked us to go on, would you do it?
Depends what it was.
It would depend.
It would depend. Like, I'm not just going to go on any.
No? No.
Not just any podcast.
What about like a sport one?
Like, if Hello Sport, right? Yeah. Love them.
Yeah.
If they, and again, we're not fucking saying that any of these people even know who
they
we
don't.
Are.
Okay. Right? They don't know that we exist.
We are simply cosplaying in our minds right now.
Truly.
If Hello Sport reached out to us and was like, come on the pod, I'd be like, I'll be on the first flight.
Yeah.
I would. Absolutely.
I'd have to preface that I know very little.
Yeah, I wouldn't give a fuck. I'd be like, I will spill misinformation about every sport.
I'll be real with you. Caitlin isn't entirely sure what a midfielder is. But yes, we would love to be on the podcast.
Will your audience hate me? Yes, they will. But I'll still come on. I don't give a fuck.
But we'll absolutely go through the badge brigade with you if you like.
Yeah, but there's other Adelaide podcasts out there.
Mm.
Like... there's one called Outspoken. It's like Shameless, right? And they purely just talk about influencers in Australia effectively, right? I wouldn't go on that.
Right. Yeah, I don't care enough.
Because the people that they talk about, I don't really have an interest in.
Yeah.
And theirs is more... They've all got journalist backgrounds. So they're all coming at it from like an informative...
They know some shit.
Just more like, whereas we're here just gas bagging about the people that we actually watch.
Doing my research in live time.
Right. Like, they're just a little bit more polished, I think.
That's not our vibe.
It's not our vibe.
Yeah.
Right.
And you know what? Not everything needs to be polished.
No.
You know what I mean?
No. Yeah.
Like, I think that's one of our biggest critiques from people on TikTok is that, like, oh, you're not sophisticated, you're not polished, like, why are you doing this? Why not?
Yeah. I mean, it's not my fault they made this shit easy to do.
Right, like, make the fucking content if you can. Like,
at Rode. Don't at me. Like,
literally.
At Spotify.
Truly.
To be honest, I feel like the ones that I would do is...
I don't even know any from Adelaide.
Not even from like an Adelaide perspective. I would have to either be a fan of them already, like a Brittany or a Tanner or like.
Okay, I have another Okay. Shameless's book club version of Shameless. I can't remember. It's like the one based on the books.
Yeah, they ask you to be a Shameless book club. Yeah.
Okay. Off to a great start. They ask you to be a part of an episode. Do you do it? Keeping in mind you have to read the book that they pick.
I would say no.
Really?
And I would say to them.
Your picks suck.
I would be honest with them and be like, dude, the books that you're into and the books that I'm into do not align. And it would not be authentic of me to come on here and be like, I love Yellowface because I thought it was shit. You know what I mean?
But you'd have to give your honest opinion though.
If they wanted me to go on there and talk about something like Fourth Wing and they were happy for me to do it in the way that I do my things, I'm all for it.
What if they were like, hey, we want you to be a part of this episode. This is the book. We know it's not something that you would generally read, but we like how you... talk about things and whatever, like, and you're 100% able to put your spin on it. Would you be interested?
No. If it's really? Not something that I would normally read.
Really?
Why would I fucking read it in the first place?
To try something new.
I don't want to try
okay.
something
new. Okay.
All right, I'm passing that one over to you then. You can do that one.
Yeah, okay. I'd do it.
That's
you can... some fun barking there.
Just ASMR. Even like, but, like... I feel like this is even controversial to say now because there's a lot of beef and drama with Brianna Chicken Fry behind the scenes, which I don't really want to get into because it's a bit trivial and it's just, I want to stay out of it.
Yeah.
But, like, I love Bri and Grace, right? I wouldn't go on the BFFs podcast, which is her, Josh and Dave Portnoy.
Yeah.
I would potentially go on Plan Bri.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't go on the one with her, yeah, Josh, right, and Dave Portnoy, right? I'd have to either be a fan of them or I really like and get along with the person, yeah, just behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I'm going to support you. Like, yeah, kind, yeah, of thing.
Not fair.
But yeah.
Cool.
So Fallout, the TV show. We talked about this a few episodes ago.
That I watched
this
three was episodes last night.
Holy shit. Yeah. I didn't expect you to watch, yeah, any of it.
Yeah.
I've watched watch three episodes. You've watched as much as I've watched.
Watch out. You know what? I've been really enjoying myself.
Yeah.
As someone who tried to play the game and hated it because it was just too hard from the beginning, now I want to play it.
Did you play Fallout 4 or just 76?
Only 76.
I feel like you'd like number 4.
Okay. Maybe I'll try Fallout 4.
Yeah, that one was good. Mark, so... when you play Fallout 4, it's one of those, like, every decision you make changes your path kind of thing, right? And there's different groups that you can align yourself
gang,
with.
Gang, gang.
Right? Mark has played it in every potential variation.
Really?
He's played it aligning with every single different through group to see which outcome he gets.
How much is it these days?
Mark's playing 76 for, like, the 8th time.
No. I don't know. That game just pissed me the fuck off. I think it's because we were playing it in multiplayer and all of y'all had already played it. And I was just like, I have no idea what I'm fucking doing.
Yeah.
And then the people kept trying to kill me and I got stuck on a fence and
Liked 4 better. And in 4, you get a dog called Dog Meat.
Yes. Little Dog Meat. God bless.
Yeah.
P.S. God, it's archaic that I play on a PlayStation 4, isn't it? $6.23.
Oh, shut up. If you start playing it, I'll start playing. I mean, we can't play together, but I love it.
$6.23.
For Fallout 4.
Fucking add to cart immediately.
Oh, smash.
Badge Brigade coming right
here,
up.
Here.
Here. Fucking rock and roll, my dude. Oh, my God.
Yeah, the TV show finally came out. So the TV show isn't based on one of the games in particular. It's based on, like, the series as a whole. But I think it's meant to be set as a sequel to the games.
Is it?
Right? So it happens past all the games. And it's on Amazon Prime. And I was a little bit nervous because, like, if HBO were doing it, you'd expect it to be phenomenal.
Well, let's be honest. They've tried it with Halo. That fucking bombed significantly.
No, I haven't seen that.
You haven't watched it.
I've never played it. We've had this conversation. I've never played Halo.
I can't believe you've never played Halo.
Mark, like, again, a huge Halo fan.
Like, it just, yeah, no, it wasn't anything to sing home about, to be honest. I only got through maybe like half a season. I was like, this is.
Yeah, okay.
There you go.
This is great. This what? Is Fallout, the TV show.
Yeah.
I'm loving
it. I like
that.
How they bring things from the game into the series, like how when you shoot something and it goes slow-mo,
yes,
in the game and you can see where they hit and it does that in the show. Yeah. Yes. See, I know what I'm talking about.
I'm
forehead
kiss.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know the town where she goes?
Yeah.
And it's like the little shanty town.
Yeah.
That's from Fallout 4. Yeah, that's in Fallout 4.
Fun. I like the little nods that they do.
Yes.
Yeah, the little Easter eggs.
Uh-huh. And like the ghoul. The ghoul is done really good.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah.
That was really good casting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's done really, really well. So if you played Fallout and you're a big Fallout fan, definitely recommend watching this. Like, it's actually done it justice, and everything that I'm seeing online, people agree. And even if you haven't played Fallout, but you're into that, like, post-apocalyptic, think, like...
Like Last of Us kind of
meets... But futuristic.
Walking Dead meets...
Yes.
Can't even think of anything futuristic. Nah. Anyway, yeah.
It's really good. And it's got, like, hints of humor through it as well. Yeah. Which is nice. No, I love it. I'm giving it a 10 out of 10 so far. 5 out of 5.
Yeah, right.
Mark started watching it. Mark also loves it. And he hates everything.
I mean, coming from a fan.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think he's watched 2 episodes so far. So, yeah. That's that, my dude. That's my recommendation for the week. Watch Fallout.
Why would I? No, I don't want that.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to purchase this stupid game.
Well, on that note.
We're done here.
That's
all
I had to say.
Everyone, we're going to go pet some cows.
Yeah, we're going to go pet some cows and yee-haw our way around a farm.
Yee-haw.
Yeah. That's it, my dudes. If you haven't already, go follow us on Instagram, TikTok, subscribe to our YouTube. Give us a rating on Spotify or Apple, but we only accept 5 stars, might I add.
We'd really appreciate it.
But otherwise, we'll be back again next week.
Again and again and again. And Caitlin will have all the goss on the Collingwood versus Port game.
Yes. Also, if you have some AFL badge boyfriends recommendations.
Yeah, send through your badge brigade recommendations.
Yeah, please send them through, because we're happy to map out a full fantasy roster.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can do it.
We should do that.
Yeah. And if you've been a dick, you get subbed out.
Guillotine.
Yeah. Guillotine. Yep. Bring back the guillotine. I've been talking about that a lot. I think we should bring back the guillotine.
I think we should bring back the guillotine for traffic offences.
And it should be in a public space where we do the guillotine on a Sunday morning and then everyone goes to the markets.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. That's wholesome.
Yeah.
Fuck Run Club. Guillotine Club.
Yeah. And then I want a jester to entertain me in between the people going up.
Like a warm-up, like a
halftime entertainment type of situation.
Yeah, would be good.
I reckon the presets are available. We can just rebook them.
I think they should get the guillotine. I hated them.
Love you. Bye. Bye.